As we prepare to take the Lord's Supper, I'd like to offer a few words to help encourage each other and help us meditate on the significance of the Lord's Supper as we pass the bread and the cup around. I know it can be a common pitfall to simply just pass the plate to the next person, take the bread, take the cup, and not think about it that much. And I think we can all fall victim to that. And so I want to offer a few thoughts that I like to think about, have in my head as we pass the Lord's Supper to each other. A lot of these thoughts come from Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, they talk about some of the issues that the church at Corinth is having with the Lord's Supper. And I think one of the things that they were missing out on is that they simply weren't even thinking about the Lord. They were coming together and they were having this big feast, but they weren't really meditating on Jesus. So one thing that we can do to help center our minds during the Lord's Supper is we can meditate on God's love for us. And we can think about how he sent his son to die on the cross in our place. We can consider his grace. We can consider how we'll never be deserving of this, but he loves us so much that he offers it to us. And we can remember Jesus' sacrifice and what it means to us. He gave his life on the cross, and he bore all of our sins and died for us so that we wouldn't have to. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25 says, "For to this you were called, because Jesus also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. He committed himself to who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul." We can also think about all the blessings that the Lord has given us in our life. We have the freedom to worship here on every Sunday and Wednesday. We can come together and we're not fearful of persecution. We can come here and partake of the Lord's Supper, encourage and edify one another. We have many, many blessings in our own personal lives, from a roof over our head to food on the table. We can thank him for our family and friends, and we can thank him for the strong family church that we have here at Bel Air, of all of us coming together every Sunday and on Wednesdays to worship and encourage and edify each other and to worship the Lord. And a second thing that I think the church of Corinth was missing out on was that they weren't examining themselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, he says, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." And Paul continues to say, "For this reason, many of you are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." So we're actually told that we need to examine ourselves. This means that we need to take a hard look at ourselves, and we need to take mental stock of where we are in our faith and our relationship with the Lord. And we're going to have to ask ourselves some tough questions. And it's imperative that we be brutally honest with ourselves. We need to ask ourselves if we're living the way that we should, a life that's pleasing to God. We need to ask ourselves if we're fully trusting on the Lord in our lives. We need to ask if God is a top priority in our life. And we need to ask if we have struggles and stumbling blocks that are hindering our relationship with Christ that we just refuse to give up. We need to ask ourselves these questions, and we need to deeply reflect on ourselves and on Christ's sacrifice for us as we partake of the Lord's Supper. So I hope some of these thoughts were encouraging to you as we prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper.